Hey guys, what's going on? Wanted to welcome you guys to my blog, and today we're going to talk about the six important KPIs of influencer marketing that you should know. So when we talk about KPIs, we're talking about key performance indicators, and that's something that's really important when it comes to influencer marketing campaigns, actually any campaign, is what are you looking to do, right? What is your goal of the campaign? And that's something that's important, once again, in any marketing campaign, but when it comes to influencers and brands, they need to talk about that. It needs to be something you guys figure out what are going to be those things you're looking for. And these are six important KPIs that we can talk about right now that I wanted to disclose to you guys so you guys kind of have an idea, at least a starting point when it comes to these kind of things. So the first thing is here's we talk about website traffic, right? So that's really easy, usually easy to be able to. You can use Google Analytics. There's a lot of other tools that if you have some type of a campaign that you can see the traffic that's coming from that campaign. There's a number of different ways to use that. I mean, it just depends on the platforms you're using. Obviously, Snapchat and Instagram, if you're using like UTM codes or something like that, some of those platforms won't allow that. So anyways, there's a number of different ways to do it. But, you know, if you're doing like a blog article on your own website, you can use the UTM codes. You can make sure those KPIs are set up in Google Analytics. You can see how many new users are there, total sessions, time on site, page views, all that kind of stuff, right? So website traffic is a great indicator. Once again, you want to find out if these influencers are moving the needle. And if so, website traffic can be a good thing to take a look at. The other side of this is the awareness of social media, right? So are they moving the needle in regards to, hey, is there a good social media push? Like, have you seen there's a good amount of sentiment, you know, positive sentiment in regards to your campaign? There's programs and stuff that we use like Brand24, Mention.com. There's some other ones. You can go and take a look at it, how many people have mentioned your product or your service at that time when you guys ran that campaign, either through an influencer or through a blog post or something that happened on the news or something where you were part of something positive, potentially, I guess, negative too, but hopefully more positive. Take a look at engagement rates. So there's some things you can look at: reach, engagement, audience segmentation, traffic, conversions. These are all things that you want to be able to evaluate. The engagement rate is going to be important because, you know, at the end of the day, we all want to, when we put a campaign out through an influencer, we'd like for there to be engagement. We want for people to respond positively to things that are going on, to your product, your service that this influencer is pitching. So one of the things we look at is clicks, likes, shares, reactions, comments, brand mentions. All this stuff is extremely important. Once again, we use Brand24 and Mention.com as ways to be able to see what kind of mentions have happened about your product because of the influencer campaigns you guys have done. Another thing is lead generation and conversion rates. So, when you talk about e-commerce and influencer marketing, one of the ways to do that is through like an affiliate code. There's also another thing that you can do is where on Instagram, there's only one place to put a URL on that. There's a different, you know, where people can click on it, go to a page that looks like your Instagram. And then throughout there, you can outlink, which can be kind of affiliate driven type stuff. There's a lot of different ways to do ROI when it comes to lead generation. Just depends on your product and service and the influencer and what kind of relationship you have with them. Once again, we're talking about Instagram. There's only one place for the link. Talking about YouTube, there's tons of different places at the bottom you can put it for affiliate links. You're doing your own blog posts. That's a whole other thing. If you're doing a guest blog post, you can't use affiliate links. So once again, just depends on your campaign and the influencers that you're working with. Here goes some different things when you talk about total investment in, you know, I think this is on YouTube. And the cost per conversion, cost per click, all that kind of stuff gives you a general idea of what you've got going there and kind of the potential of what we've got going on for your campaign. The other thing is sales, right? I mean, that comes down to what most companies are saying, hey, I want to move the needle for some sales. Something that's really, really important you have to keep in consideration is just because an influencer does one campaign doesn't mean sales are going to come flying in, right? So it's really a frequency type deal. So you have to do multiple campaigns or what I call frequency of posts or stories or whatever that is with the influencer. So don't expect one post that you're just going to crush it and make tons of money from that. So, but sales, you do want to say, hey, listen, realistically, we would say with this campaign, this influencer, it's going to be a 3-month campaign. We're willing to spend this much money. In the brief, you're going to say, hey, I expect to get, you know, this many posts. We want to do this. It's something, a conversation you need to have with the influencer to make sure you're on the same page. And you got to figure out what your return on investment is, right? It's not always sales. Sometimes you look at the overall package and you say, okay, what do we receive there? And once again, remember, just because you do one post doesn't mean that everything's going to go through the roof. Marketing is you know, they say most of the time you have to hit people five or six or seven or eight times, right? So it's going to be this frequency of people seeing it over and over and over, and then over time you'll start to see those sales or whatever your KPI is start to increase over time. So once again, you guys, glad that you guys came to my blog. Hope you guys love this. We're going to continue to do these videos for all my blog posts. If you have any questions, write in the comments below. Talk to you soon.